Hello, and welcome to Dorks That Hunt Monsters episode. Fuck, I don't know. this is going to be a weird podcasting situation because I am actually in the same room with the person that I'm playing with. This is not Skype. This is actually recording on the website we record on. This is Patrick, and he's going to be playing today, and I'll let him tell you what he's doing.
Oh, well. I guess I'm playing Monster of the Week.
Yep.
It's my first time. I'm a Monster of the Week virgin, as you can see.
I mean, we all are.
Okay, cool, cool. I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens. For now, I got a character. He's a 12-year-old boy named Alex Lucy.
What class is he?
Oh, right. He's a spooky, which is pretty spooky in my opinion. Spoopy, some say.
Spoopy.
Spoopy. Spoopy. Anyway. With unblinking eyes for the extra spoopiness, and ratty clothes, so just to add a little bit of, like, why the fuck not to get close to this kid anyway.
Alright.
That was me.
Well, what we're gonna be doing is, like, I mean, as people who have actually listened to this podcast, we're gonna be starting out with a solo episode for him, and how I want to start out is... we've discussed that Alex is homeless. He's
right.
A 12-year-old homeless boy because of how odd he is. How did he become homeless?
Well, wow, I didn't really think about it. But let me come up with something. I don't want to go the old orphan route. I just, like, how about make it more, like, you know, straight up no one wanted him, not even his own, like, parents.
So, like, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah, I just, yeah. Like, this is your character. I didn't want to.
No, for sure though. Yeah. No, like, I want to go there. I'm kind of tired of the whole, you know,
orphan deal.
Yeah, my parents are dead trope. You know, like, let's go.
Somewhere. He's not Batman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's just go with that. Yeah, no one wanted him, so he's just been on his own for a while now. You know, they were tolerating them. You know, they weren't really. Not abusive per se, but they really did keep their distance. It was very neglectful, I guess would be a better word for it. Up until like an age to where, I don't know, what would be a good age? All the way up to 8.
8?
You know, like then they said, nah, you know what? We're done.
I would say around then is when your powers really kicked in.
Hell yeah. Okay.
We're not going to start there.
All right.
You were... bounced around a couple times until you reached the fine age of 12, and you've had your powers for at least 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you started seeing ghosts.
Right.
You don't know why, but it fucked with you.
Hell yeah. Well, as with anyone, I'd be spooked out. Hell yeah.
You were an angry kid. You didn't really know how to control your powers. Not only that, you, as living on the run, you ended up going on the streets, I would say about 11.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you got a bad drug addiction. The only reason why I'm saying this is because you are on the dark side options for the spooky. That is what he chose. He got angry, he got rage, he got addiction, he got poor interest. I had to change one. I'm not going to say which one it was, but...
Yeah. No, for sure, yeah. But yeah, you know, we live being on the streets, you know, sometimes that's what happens. It's easier to get drugs, meet more people that are in that kind of scene, you know.
Yeah. And that is where we won't start there, but we will start in Charleston, which is the biggest city in West Virginia. I don't know the homeless population, but in my world, it's all right. you have only been there for 3 months.
Okay.
And you have. Where would he stay? Where would he stay in a very busy town? It's a very populated city. I think it's the capital. I don't remember.
I'd say he's a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, so he's under the bridge with all the other heroin addicts.
Okay. is there anybody particular that he would hang out with? You can name characters. This is your story.
He's always... he likes to pretend he's headstrong, but he's always kind of dependent on someone. Mm-hmm. Probably someone older. kind of like a, not father figure, but he's probably more like big brother roles that he's more into. Like that he's, someone you can play around with a little bit more.
I got it. There is a 16-year-old, that you've gotten to know these 3 months that you've been in Charleston.
Right.
His name will be... You just know him as Bob.
Bob, cool.
And, well, have you told Bob about your situation?
He's seen glimpses, but he's never really asked out of fear. Mm-hmm. And I've never really told him either, so, because I'm really, like, I don't really like talking about myself.
What do you guys do normally?
You know, try to find the next score, man, you know? Just doing whatever. Whether it be, you know, pickpocketing, straight up robbing people, you know, petty theft, you know, anything for the next hit.
All right. So
I never talk like this, so it's kind of funny for me, but yeah.
So you're not a crooked, but you're a spooky homeless person. So this works out.
Cool.
All right, you guys are talking about this next score, and Bob tells you. This one, well, I guess we can go to the mall and see what we can do there. I don't know. It's been tight lately.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. I mean, I could see some potential there.
I would.
Plenty of people with wallets looking to spend.
Is there any, what does he sound like? I want you to do a character voice as best as possible. Because I'm going to be doing a lot, and my throat sucks right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let's see. What is a 12-year-old really like?
He's coming of age, so it would be kind of.
Voice cracky. Would it be kind of like, kind of going deep, or is it still kind of like.
I would say like that. It could be like this.
Like this?
Yeah, just.
Hey, my name's Alex.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, I'll try to keep up with it. I'll keep up with it because, you know, I'm still like very self conscious. I think I sound all big and tough, but really, I'm just a kid, you know.
Did you like mine though? I worked on it a lot.
Yeah.
So you and Bob planned this out, and how often does it go right, and how often does it go wrong? Have you ever been caught?
You don't
got to do a voice whenever you're talking to me, the keeper.
But whenever I'm
when you're talking to characters, you will.
Okay, for sure. For sure there's been some close calls, but we usually like jimmy our way out of it.
So. Alright. You guys are talking about this, you overhear a crash above. And you guys appear to be the only ones here tonight. You can answer that.
It's my little brother. I can just tell him that I'm not home. Yo, Bob. I'm not home, man. My grandma, I can call her. Probably. She's probably, like, she got there as soon as I left.
I have to cut this. You know what? I'm keeping. Never mind.
All right, man. Later. I'm with a homie from work. We're at Astro Castle playing a game. It's like a place where you can buy like board games and stuff. It has all
stuff.
Yeah. Nah. We're playing another one. All right, man. Later. Bye. His name is Robert, so I call him Bob. So
that's,
it's kind of funny.
It's ironic. Yeah. I just kept, as his first name it popped up, Bob. And it's just a typical homeless name. It's the first thing I came up with.
Okay, it's fine. I like it.
You guys hear a crash. I'm not playing with the dice. You need to hold on to that.
Yeah.
You see Bob, and Bob's like, what the hell? It's not supposed to be this busy that late. He starts to go out and climb up. You're like moving, doing visual jokes in a podcast.
I know.
Bob starts to go up the hill to go up to the top. What do you do?
I have a suspecting feeling of like, oh shit, something's going down, and I have an idea of what's going down, but you know, I'm just gonna like pretend like I have nothing, like I don't know nothing.
Alright.
I'm just gonna be like, you know, chilling until he says something. I'm just gonna be like, alright.
Hey, all right. Come up here.
Oh man. What is it, Bob?
He turned country.
What is it, Bob?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I don't care. And when you guys go up there, you see an armored truck, and it's tipped over, and the front is on fire. When you see this, there's no perception rolls in this. Mm-hmm. There's only investigated mystery type of stuff like that, but this isn't a mystery just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do see is a ghost, and this ghost is dressed in a uniform, and he seems to be in shock. His mouth is like agape, and he's like, What happened? Bob does not see this, of course. But Bob is like checking it out. Like, not trying to get too close because he sees the fire.
Right.
And then the ghost kind of turns and sees that you're staring at him. What do you do?
Beforehand, that has like... Does the ghost usually react to Bob? I mean, to not Bob. Alex.
I mean, if they see you look at them, they're gonna come up and see you. But this dude, as far as you can tell, he's in a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you get out of that? Like, what do you expect? So, like, what do you think?
Oh, man. Something just happened, you know? So, like, what do I do? Probably, you know, tell Bob, hey, man, step back. I think something's going down right now. Like,
what? I mean, clearly.
Don't be a smart ass, man. I'm just letting you know, like, I just don't feel right. You know, this is a big old armored truck tipped over. You don't see that every day. I'm just trying to make sure everything's all right.
Are you still looking at this ghost?
I'm like freaking out while I'm like looking at the ghost and like telling him to like back off.
What are you staring at?
Oh man. Nothing, man. Like, let's get out of here.
By that, when you start saying that, you notice the ghost is right next to him. He's like, little boy, can you see me? Little boy, I think I'm dead.
No, you're definitely dead, for sure.
What are you talking about? I'm dead?
No, not you, Bobby. There's something I gotta tell you, man.
What?
I see dead people.
Oh my god. I hope they caught that.
Nah, but something along the lines of that.
Dead people?
So
you can see me.
Oh my, I don't know how to like communicate here, you know? I'm trying to talk to this guy. I'm trying to talk to the ghost. He's like,
are you crazy?
No, I'm serious, man.
Let me pull up the rolls real quick. Since this is kind of, you're gonna have to manipulate somebody, so that's plus cool.
Okay.
Or is it charm? I don't remember. Let's see. Where are the rolls? I have the book now, by the way, guys, so I'm not using my phone to look up rules now. 25 bucks. Alright. That's a story that comes with the book. I don't care. Alright, I found it. Alright. Manipulate somebody. Yeah. So roll plus charm.
So 8.
Plus 2, 10. Alright, that's a success. Alright. So what do you tell him? How do you get him to believe you?
Like, okay, you know how, like, sometimes I talk, you know how do I have to do this?
If you're gonna talk to him,
You know, like, sometimes, I don't know if you notice, whenever I'm just kind of staring at stuff, or, like, you know, talking in my sleep and stuff, I'm not talking in my sleep, I'm like, trying to get these ghosts to leave me alone. It's been happening to me since I was, you know, since I can remember, to be honest. That's why I haven't been on my own. No one really wants the kid that just seems off, you know?
He kind of goes, huh. I guess that makes sense. Alright, what's the ghost doing? And when he says that, the ghost kind of just like, well, I don't know what really happened, but I guess I'm dead. And, well, my name is Felix, and I was transferring some artifact, and then all of a sudden, I saw, like, red, and I just, the next thing I know, I'm looking at the truck, just tipped over. And, you don't, as a kid, I would say roll to read a, you can tell me what you want to roll. The basic moves are act under pressure, help out. Act under pressure is whenever you want to do something, like, not an attack, but in combat, or, like, you're, I don't know, hang up. Just whenever you're doing something in a pressurized zone, like, in pressure, you can help out, but that's whenever somebody's attacking or they need help with a roll. Investigating mystery, which whenever you want to roll, like, something, or interviewing witnesses or stuff like that, you will roll that. Kick some asses when you're attacking. Manipulate somebody, we already did that, so you pretty much know what that is. Protect somebody is when you want to protect somebody from attacks. And then read a bad situation is whenever you want to investigate, like, whenever you want to read a bad situation. I mean, just pretty much just like, oh, you have a bad feeling, or like something like that, and you tell the keeper, hey, I want to roll to read a bad situation.
Okay. So I choose out of those right now?
You can.
Okay. After, like, what the ghost told me, like, I just gotta investigate. I feel like I should investigate a little bit more.
Read a bad situation for me. Because we're not investigating.
Okay, bad situation. Hey.
Plus sharp.
I got negative, so 7.
Okay, so that is a... You can ask one of these questions. What's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's the most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims? Don't think carefully. Just don't pick one. You can always turn the question to fit you. There you go.
I feel like, are there any dangers we haven't noticed would be pretty good.
All right. Let me think about this. You see in the trees, two red dots.
Oh boy.
And then as soon as you see them, they go, and they disappear. I wouldn't say that's necessarily dangerous, but that's the thing you notice. Oh, you all, obviously the car could blow up.
Right, that's the other one.
It is still on fire.
Okay.
Remember, you have a baseball bat on your back, and you have a knife for protection. The options for the spooky is guns, and I don't know why. And I told him, I was just like, okay, here's a baseball bat and a knife. Because you're a kid.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know where... I mean... could find a gun, but I mean, I don't know why.
A kid would have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and, he has a gun. Okay. I would say he has a pretty rusted gun, but it works, and he hasn't had to use it, though.
Okay.
Bob has a gun.
Bob has a
gun. What do you do?
What do I do?
Okay, he did say, he also did say he had an artifact and the truck, which could be very valuable.
I want to look into that, because that's what's bringing everything in right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be careful, of course, with the burning, you know, fucking armored truck, but I mean, I feel like if we play our cards right, we can just, you know, swoop in and swoop out like we usually do.
Alright, so that's what you're going to do? Are you going to tell Bob, like, are you going to do it, or he's going to?
I try to do it, but Bob, like, tells me to fuck off, and he'll do it.
Alright,
No, wait, how would it?
That's not how it works. I do play the characters.
Oh, right, my bad. I'll go.
Alright. Hey, what are you doing?
He said something about an artifact. I mean, I feel like we can get some good dough out of that.
Okay, just try to do it fast, and roll act under pressure.
7, and what else?
It's like? Cool.
Cool? Oh, 7.
Alright, so cool. On our cool, on a act under pressure, where is it? 7-9, character, the keeper's going to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. As soon as you step forward, you start smelling gas. So the truck is leaking. You also see the dead body of the guard. You also see that the ghost is flickering. He's been flickering this entire time. Mm-hmm. And when you go into the truck, you see him breathing. He's only half dead.
Yeah, oh, so he's like...
It's an out-of-body experience.
Right, okay. Damn.
So, that's your hard choice. I like that.
Ooh.
I like that a lot.
Fuck. So it's like a save the dude situation?
Save the dude or get the artifact?
Fuck, you give me... I don't know, I'm trying to figure out Alex, and I feel like... I don't know. I feel like his addiction is going to get in the way of his morality. Like, of course, like, I want him to be, like, you know, at least a little humanity in there, but I don't know. I feel like the smack is getting to him and he just wants that artifact. You know, like, you are at least close to being dead, so there's no point. Like, what are we going to do afterwards? But, you know, also a lot of the addiction kind of getting in the way of his, like, you know.
So,
conscience.
So since you're acting on your, one of your dark sides,
mm-hmm.
You will get plus one advantage on that. So roll at under pressure. Is it 10. 11.
Oh, wow.
So you grab the artifact.
Straight up,
you just grab the artifact and you see the oil, like, oh no, Bob's says, hey, the oil's catching on fire, hurry up.
Oh god.
And you just run.
I just run out. Just straight up. Just bounce out.
You grab this artifact and you run and you get as far as where Bob is and you guys were standing pretty far away and all of a sudden just
cool.
And then the ghost just feels, he kind of just shakes, and then his form becomes more solid. What just happened? That's Bob's voice. What just happened?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I don't really know that much about this kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean... Alright. I mean, he doesn't...
Don't think about it too much. You're dead, buddy.
Alright, so you got this artifact now. And as a spooky, you hear it. You hear something. Wow, a little boy keeper? Huh.
Oh, who is that? Another fucking voice? Are you serious?
I mean, yeah, you've touched me, so I mean...
Aw, I'm just trying to get some dough here, man. I'm not trying to mess with
you. I am a priceless artifact. You're just gonna sell me?
That was a plan.
Bob hears you, like, talking. It's like, is there another ghost?
I can't see this one. Like, it's just in my head or something. I don't know.
I love this character.
You know the voice? I'm kind of going for 40.
Okay, that's fine. I am completely down with it. He's 13. Oh. Okay, that's weird. What's he telling you?
Some of him like keeper or something, man.
Yes, the keeper of me. I am... I didn't think about the name. I am Terramorphous.
What?
And, well... I'm magical.
Well, I can kind of tell. I mean, not everyone can, like, you know, be in someone's
head. I didn't explain the artifact to you.
No, I don't even know what kind of... I'm kind of thinking, like, some, like, lamp now.
Some lamp? It's not a genie.
I know, I was like, is it a genie? I don't know.
This artifact is kind of just like a gold book.
Okay.
It's not a book. It's just a gold book. And it has... has an eye... It has a... kind of like... Here. I want to explain it
like a little bit better.
Okay.
It doesn't look like this, but it looks like kind of like a
demonic bunny.
It's a demonic bunny. That's what it is. It's a demonic bunny.
Okay.
With diamond eye, like red ruby eyes.
Cool.
And I am Terramorphous. I am a god trapped in a book.
Oh, that sounds pretty pricey to me. Are you sure you're priceless?
Okay, I'm not really a god. I was trapped by a demon in this book. I was trapped by an angel in this book. I am a demon.
Look,
I am not very charismatic. I don't know how to talk to people. I haven't talked to people in 2,000 years.
Yeah, you kind of sound like a dick.
Oh, well, fuck you. Fuck you, kid. And apparently you can hear me, which, I mean... anybody who touched me can hear me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But apparently you can see that ghost.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to this stuff by now. But still.
You are taking this surprisingly well.
Thank you.
By the way, you might want a duck.
What?
And as soon as he says that, you hear... hear buzzing.
Okay.
You don't see it, but it's just... and it barely misses you.
Okay, okay.
Yep, we're being hunted.
Oh, jeez.
And, Bob's like, what? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
That's... what? There's three characters I'm playing right now. This is the most characters I've been in this...
Oh, yeah?
In any of these stories.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
You're a big part of the story all of a sudden, by the way, with the Terramorphous. Yeah. By the way, I am completely improving these solo episodes, so, I mean, whatever.
Right, we'll see what happens.
What do you do?
What do I do after that?
Yeah, because you just found out you're being attacked.
Book it towards the tree where I saw the weird the eyes.
So your instinct is to go to where you saw the eyes. which you do not know if that's attacking you or if it's anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just feel like I'd go back there. I feel like I'd have a more better.
All right, roll act under pressure.
Oh, I don't have any cool points. Three.
Oh.
Oh my god.
What's a miss? All right, I got it. Oh, by the way, I missed. On a miss, things go to hell. oh, also mark experience.
Where did I put?
Just mark it. Okay. Yeah, just mark it. All right. So what happens is, what am I gonna do to you? All right, you're the only one that's targeting. So, when you start heading towards the forest, the thing kind of comes back and actually hits you, and it's gonna knock you into a tree, and you take one harm.
Okay. That's a noise.
Alex, are you okay? And Bob kind of picks you up. I can't see this thing. You went flying, bro.
I don't know. The freaking thing warned me about it, but I didn't know what to do.
It's coming again.
Do I choose what to do, or?
Yeah, it's what you want to do.
Fetal position.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to roll act under pressure again, and you're gonna bring Bob down with you too.
Okay. Seven.
All right. You duck down and it hits a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just like, rah!
Mm-hmm. Do I actually get to see what it is now?
No. Okay. It kind of just back. And it, the tree starts to break.
Oh.
And. You or him?
You or him? Me or Bob?
Yeah, what are you gonna... Who's gonna take the damage out of this?
I don't know, this is a tricky one. So far I've been doing, like, selfish things, but I mean, I don't know. Bob is my boy. We've been at it for 3 months, you know?
He's kind of... And you already did one of your things, so I'm... Yeah, you get to keep your dark side this campaign. Like, this... Yeah. This mission. This first episode.
I'll take it. Bob is my boy.
Alright, so you kind of push Bob out of the way. I mean, it's what you want to do. How do you say Bob?
Okay. From a tree that's like...
Yeah, it's going to fall.
Okay. And it kind of seems like that'd be like the first thing to think of. Like, just like, ooh.
So you push him out of the way and you're late. I'm not going to make you take damage.
Okay.
I'm just going to get you caught.
Right.
I don't even know how long it's been. Now since we restarted.
It was like 20-something.
Okay, so we have a bit.
Yeah, it's like 41 now. I feel like we started like, not exactly at 4, but it was like 4-something. I don't remember.
420, I would say. Oh, we still have some time.
My brother called me at 4:14, and we were still
doing... Okay, it hasn't been an hour yet, so we're good on time. What I want you... So the tree falls, and you kind of push your boats. You kind of just fall on him, push him out of the way, and the tree falls on your leg, and you get caught. That's your worst outcome.
Okay.
Or what I mean, your hard choice. The book's like, God damn it.
My leg.
I'll get you out of this, bro. I'll get you out of this. And then he doesn't see it, but he gets hit and, like, away. And he's like, ugh! I don't know about this.
Wait, who's that one?
That's Ghost.
Ghost. Okay. And then there's the demon.
Yeah. Okay. You don't even know what it is. You haven't seen it. It's too fast. Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean the characters you're playing. There's a...
What do you do? The book's still in your hand.
Uh-huh.
You haven't let go of it.
I haven't let go of the book. I go like, yo, book, give me some. Is there like a way, like if you think the book would like give me some insight on what the hell's going on?
Roll manipulate somebody.
Like,
okay. But you're gonna use your telepathy.
Okay.
So you're gonna roll plus weird on that. Okay. I mean, it's plus two either way.
Hmm.
So nine plus two, so that's 11.
11.
What do you tell him?
Come on, at least tell me what the hell this thing is. I mean, it's a weakness or something. I don't know. Something will get us out of the situation. We're getting.
Let me tell you something about demons, and angels. We're animal-like. That up there. You've heard. You probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they call it here, but I call it. I call him. I'm trying to decide, because I'm also trying to decide right now what I want demons to look like. Because I know what angels look like. They are colorful animals. People. Okay. Colorful animal people. So I kind of want to do. Not human, but let's say they're more darker animals. I'm gonna call it. I know his name. His name is Philophysis.
Mm-hmm.
He likes bad luck.
Bad luck.
And well, he wants me. Well, I'm one of the. Once I am released, my book is a key to open the gates to hell. So, there's that.
Okay, good to know.
Don't know how to beat him.
Oh,
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen him since I was entrapped in this book since the beginning of time.
Mm.
Well, your time.
Right.
Not mine.
Mm.
My time's a bit longer than yours.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you seem like you have powers.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you use your fucking powers?
I think that's a pretty on the nose subject. how about the big whammy?
Go ahead, roll plus weird.
7.
Plus 2. 9. Alright, on a kick some ass roll. Okay, so you got a 9. You hold 1. Alright, on a plus 9, you just take damage. You're not doing too well.
Yeah, dude.
You kind of hold up the book. You kind of, when he's, you see him coming for another attack, and you hold up the book, and this is how I'm going to say you got your big whammy. You've never done this spell before.
Okay.
You swing the book, and then all of a sudden, you just feel the source of energy shoot from you into the book, and then...
Okay.
And it kind of just blows you back, and you feel like you just took.
Mm-hmm.
You just... Like, it felt like something just hit you, your whole body, and you take 1 damage.
So, do I put another harm, or...?
Yeah, you put another harm. But you also send this thing flying, and you get a pretty decent glimpse at it. You see wings, and then it flies off.
Oh, shit.
And the red eyes. It was the red eye creature. I'm gonna need you to take me, to an address. It'll be more inconsiderate. Not inconsiderate. I used the wrong word. It'll be a minor inconvenience for you, but I guess it's your destiny now since you decided to take me.
I guess I'm already here. Well, I mean, first I think we should deal with my leg.
Bob kind of gets up and he's like, "Is it gone?" The book says, "I mean." I think you did more damage than you would possibly think it did.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gone now. I think it's gone. I don't really sense it anymore.
Do I have to amputate?
No. Bob, Bob helps you out. Dude, you would be unstable if you amputated your leg. Oh my god.
I got a knife.
Actually, wait a bit. Wait right here for a bit. I actually sent something coming that will help us both out. After Bob helps you out, and the ghost is like, wow. Well, what do I do now? I'm dead. It's totally off topic, and he's still on his situation. You're like beat up. Bob's a little beat up too. And the ghost is like, the book's like, this ghost was a security guard. He's not very bright.
I wouldn't tell him too much. I don't know, man. The world is your oyster, I guess.
Do I have powers?
I mean, if you do, would you mind, you know, helping us out? I mean, look at us. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. We need all the help we can get.
Hmm. Nope, I just came to terms with my death. And then he just disappears.
Damn it, I was hoping to get like a stand situation.
Nope. But you do get, what's his name?
Yeah.
You do have Bob. I don't know how long it's been, but I think this is a pretty good cutoff of your episode. So what I'm gonna do is you wait there for, say, 30 minutes, and this explosion has completely cut off, and there's no cops yet.
Surprisingly.
But like, I would say about 2 minutes later, an RV pulls up, and that's in.
Okay.
All right. I'm not gonna do the whole talking after this anymore. Bye.